Programs that provide relief to struggling taxpayers and may reduce or eliminate what you owe if you qualify. Even if you are facing liens, levies, audits, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan, call the Easy Tax Relief Helpline now to check what savings you may qualify for at 800-544-1553. You may qualify to reduce up to 99% of what you owe or for other special programs. Once qualified and enrolled, you can rest assured that your assets are protected and all collection efforts will be stopped. Billions of dollars in savings are available through these relief programs for struggling taxpayers, but you must call to see if you qualify. To see what savings you qualify for, call 800-544-1553. 800-544-1553. That's 800-544-1553.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Duran.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden detailing the latest ceasefire release proposal, urging both Israel and Hamas to agree to end the war. It includes three phases, he says.
Full and complete ceasefire. A withdrawal of Israeli forces from all populated areas of Gaza. Release of a number of hostages, including women, the elderly, the wounded, in exchange for release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
The push comes nearly 8 months after the October 7th attacks. Today, congressional leaders have also invited Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint meeting of Congress. President Biden says claims by Donald Trump that his hush money trial was, quote, rigged or reckless to democracy. The president says no one is above the law and Trump can appeal his conviction for falsifying documents. And volatile storms once again targeting hard-hit Texas, power still being restored to tens of thousands of customers after this week's storms. This is ABC News. The Texas Supreme Court today rejecting a challenge to the state's near-total abortion ban, that lawsuit filed by women who had serious pregnancy complications. The nine-member court are all elected Republicans. Critics say the law is not clear about when exceptions are allowed. More American employees cheating on workplace drug tests, the finding of a firm that tests millions of samples every year.
In 2023, Quest Diagnostics found a six-fold increase in the percentage of urine samples that came back as tampered with, invalid, or substituted, meaning the test subject used someone else's urine. Company officials think the trend tracks with the rising number of states where recreational marijuana is now legal.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Inflation staying steady. The government reporting prices up 0.3% from March to April, unchanged from the previous month, and rising 2.7% from a year ago, also unchanged. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy with spotty showers today and possibly a thunderstorm. Around a half an inch of rain is likely and high temperatures today tapping the mid-70s. Chances of rain continue overnight and even into tomorrow afternoon, too. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Cattle rustling in Wisconsin. A 20-year-old man under arrest for allegedly stealing 7 cows worth $20,000 from a farm in Jackson County. A spokesperson for the Sheriff's Department says the theft happened at night and the cows were specifically chosen for their size and value if taken to market. Governor Tony Evers weighing in on the unfolding financial and administrative problems within Milwaukee Public Schools. Evers, who served as Secretary of the Department of Public Instruction before being elected governor, says it's concerning. MPS is 8 months late in submitting critical required documentation. Police in Milwaukee seeking a person who allegedly accidentally fired a gun inside an apartment building early Friday morning. The bullet went through the floor, striking and killing a 10-year-old girl.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding you to be careful with outdoor burning this spring. Here's Catherine Cooley.
Fire season in Wisconsin is in the spring, so that is the normal. We are about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Greenup is progressing nicely. You know, at this point in the game, it's kind of a day-by-day situation. We want folks to be aware of the current fire danger, so know what that fire danger is before you decide to light any fires. Debris burning is the number one cause of fires in Wisconsin, so obtain proper burning permits. Follow the rules on that burn permit. You know, a lot of folks get a burn permit, then don't read it, so make sure you follow the rules on that permit. And then obviously make sure those fires are completely out. A lot of times people will think the fire is out, pour a little water on it and walk away. So it's really important to make sure that folks put a lot of water, stir, drown, make sure those embers are good and cold. And this also, you know, includes campfires as well. So even though you have it in a campfire ring on dry, windy days, those embers and sparks can escape and quickly cause a fire.
This message from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, the Chen Fitz Smith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The city of Mondovi will be purchasing 3 license plate reader cameras. During this week's council meeting, Buffalo County Sheriff Michael Osmond had a presentation on the cameras. Osmond says the cameras are not for traffic violations, but for criminal investigations.
They're not used in traffic detection, so we don't have them by a stop sign. It's not speed. It's not a red light camera like they have in other states. This purely is used for criminal investigations. And it's just license plate and picture of the car.
The sheriff's departments can also use the cameras during amber, silver, and green alerts to locate vehicles. Currently, Buffalo County has 6 of the cameras in use throughout the county. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has changed road signs at a Barron County intersection after a fatal crash killed 3 people in 2023. In May of 2023, 17-year-old Brody Blesek of Elmwood was traveling westbound on Highway A and failed to stop at the stop sign at Highway 25 and collided with a vehicle traveling on Highway 25. The crash killed a 54-year-old man from Spooner, Blesek's brother, and another 13-year-old. A crash reconstruction determined that sunlight at the time of the crash caused the stop sign to blend into the surroundings, plus a sign warning of a T-intersection was down at the time of the crash. Since the accident, the intersection has been changed, with rumble strips being installed on Highway A, and that T-intersection sign has been reinstalled. City leaders in Eau Claire are jumping on board with a plan to replace most gas-powered cars in the next decade. City Council members Larry Boga and Joshua Miller spoke in a local park to say they're committed to the Biden administration's goal of having 56% of cars be EVs by 2032. The two say moving away from gas-powered cars will improve the air quality throughout Wisconsin. They also hope that building the EV network to charge all of those electric cars would bring more jobs to the state. They did not say, however, how they plan to convince people to give up their gas-powered cars in the next 8 years. Wisconsin needs a new commander for the National Guard. Governor Evers' office yesterday said Major General Paul Knapp is resigning as Adjutant General next week. No one is saying why Knapp is stepping down. He has served as the state's National Guard commander for the past 4 years. Brigadier General David May will serve as his temporary replacement. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
An ambulance was hit by paintballs in western Wisconsin while transporting a patient between hospitals. The Menominee Fire Department says medical crews drove between Mayo Menominee and Mayo Stillwater. At some point during the drive, the ambulance was hit with blue paintballs. Now, the vehicle wasn't damaged. The fire department is asking that anyone with information to contact them. The city of Durand will continue its search for a new city administrator. The city council is holding a special meeting next Wednesday to interview the applicants for the position and narrow down the number of applicants for additional interviews. Current Administrator Scott Rasmussen is scheduled to retire on July 31st. The city of Wabasha will be having a grand opening of the new athletic complex this evening. The new complex includes baseball fields, tennis and pickleball courts, and even a hockey rink. There will be food and refreshments available, plus the St. Paul Saints will be having a game to benefit the Falcon Youth Baseball Association and the Wabasha Kellogg Summer Softball Association. The grand opening is from 4 to 7 p.m. this evening. Kadot is looking to maybe sell its power grid. The village board will be voting Monday on whether to sell the city's electric network to Chippewa Valley Electric Cooperative. This is not the first time that Kadot has talked about selling its grid. Co-op leaders say if Kadot hangs onto its power lines and power poles, people in the village could see their power bills jump by 40%. Almost all of that would go to cover the cost of maintaining the grid. Co-op leaders also say doing nothing isn't an option because parts of Kadot's grid are so old, they're dangerous. Things are not yet back to normal at Ascension in Wisconsin. That hospital suffered a ransomware attack on May 8th and has been locked out of parts of its network ever since. Ascension says doctors and nurses at its 140 hospitals and clinics have been affected. The hospital even called in the FBI. Ascension this week said some doctors at some hospitals have some access to their electronic medical records. The system hack has forced doctors and nurses to go back to handwritten notes, and that's caused significant delays across Ascension's entire network. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources wants to know how Minnesotans like to cook their fish. The agency is asking Minnesotans to submit their favorite fish recipes through their Wild Minnesota Recipe Exchange webpage. Recipes submitted may be featured on DNR's social media platforms during the summer. Deadline for submitting recipes, June 30th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Gateway close to home for Briscoe. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Chase Briscoe intends to enjoy his visit to Worldwide Technology Raceway this week. The area is a hotbed for grassroots competition, and the Stewart Haas Racing driver from Indiana will cram a lot of dirt events into his trip while also taking time out to enjoy friends and family so close to home.
Since I've kind of went there, I've always just kind of always had speed there in the truck series and even the cup car. And then plus just that area of the country, I feel like, is a great motorsports pocket. I'm going to do some dirt racing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And it's also like my third closest track to my hometown. So it's always a fun time for me to go back. I'm actually going to go to Indiana on Wednesday, hang out with my grandpa and grandma and get to see them. And so it'll be a fun week.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
The Brewers open a three-game weekend series with the White Sox at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tobias Myers goes for the Brewers, who took 3 of 4 from the Cubs. The White Sox enter with an 8-game losing streak. Midwest League tonight, Dayton at Beloit, Fort Wayne at Wisconsin. The WIAA Boys and Girls State Track and Field Championships underway. Their 2-day run at UW Lacrosse today and tomorrow. NBA Finals are set. It'll be Boston and Dallas in the best-of-seven series starting next Thursday. Mavericks punch their ticket to the finals with a 124-103 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. Milwaukee Admirals look to even their AHL Western Conference Finals series with Coachella Valley tonight. The Admirals dropped the opener in that best-of-seven series 2-1. On Wednesday. The Stanley Cup playoffs continue in the Western Conference tonight. The Oilers and Stars playing Game 5 in Dallas. That series is all squared at 2 games apiece. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The busiest week of spring sports continues as the state track meet takes place this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Rain and bad weather pushed a good amount of Tuesday's spring sports playoff action into Wednesday, especially in baseball, but on the softball diamond, we did see some significant upsets Tuesday evening. In Division 1, top-seeded Stevens Point, who was ranked third in the last statewide coaches poll, went down in a 9-5 contest to Chippewa Falls. The Panthers are one of 8 top-seeded squads to lose in the sectional semifinals. Elsewhere, 5th-seeded Seymour downed Luxembourg Casco, a number 1 seed who had been ranked 2nd in the state. In other 5-over-1 seed games, Adams Friendship edged Prairie du Chien 4-3, Dominican took down Brookfield Academy, and Oliva Strum knocked off Melrose Mindoro. In addition, top-seeded Mineral Point fell to Fenimore, Newman Catholic beat top-seed Leona Wabino, and 4-seeded Judah Albany scored a 2-1 decision over top-seeded and 3rd-ranked Belmont. As mentioned, much of Tuesday's baseball action was postponed, but in a noteworthy upset, 13th-seeded Appleton West shut out 4th-seeded Appleton North 3-0. A reminder that the WIAA State Track and Field Meet will take place Friday and Saturday in lacrosse. Northland Pines senior Nora Gembin in the D2 1600 meters and Elena Shepley of Rice Lake in the D2 400 meters are looking to join exclusive company as 4-time state champions. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that this time of year he stays away from the mid-lake structure. But this year is different. He is heading out to deep water, and I'll tell you why. But first,
unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says deep water right now for walleyes, and that's pretty unusual this time of year. He's usually fishing shallow sand flats and points that are coming off of the shoreline, but now, because we had this early ice out and because we had this early spawn, he's focusing on the deep structure. He says those big females went out to the deep structure right after the spawn, and this is where they'll recover from a grueling spawning period. And he says that they're biting aggressively right now, and he's targeting them with a live bait rig and a leech. He says he likes the mid-lake structure where you can find a bottom that is differing in substrate, where you have, let's say, a real soft mud flat that intersects with some hard marl bottom or even some cobblestone, or where you get some rubble that butts up against some sand. He said those areas where you get that differing bottom is where you're going to find those big walleyes and target them with a live bait rig and a leech. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy with spotty showers today and possibly a thunderstorm. Around a half an inch of rain is likely, and high temperatures today tapping the mid-70s. Chances of rain continue overnight and even into tomorrow afternoon, too. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Joining us on today's program, Heather Ramsey from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, to round out the trading week and the trading month, for that matter, a fair amount of weakness was seen in the grains here today. Settlement prices, corn down 2 to 4, soybeans down 4 to 6 by the looks of it. Wheat in Kansas City at the end of the session here. That ended down just a little bit, just below unchanged. I guess if you had to kind of put into the words the market attitude here on a Friday, overall, what would you say that was, Heather?
I'd say in a few short words, very ho-hum and blasé. Not a lot of new anything, really, for the close of a week. I think everyone's a little bit reluctant on a Friday, it seems, anymore, to really take any positions, make any crazy things happen. So not surprised to see it be a little bit blasé, so to speak. I do think from a standpoint of look at it, it's the very end of the month. It's kind of the end of what we consider the planting window, and the market has shifted its mindset into thinking everything's planted or virtually planted. We're going to come in, we're going to rate this crop super high next week. So we're sort of in wait and see mode. I don't think we're done with weather scares per se, but for right now, for the planting window, we're done with it. And so that's kind of where you see even this whole week's kind of mentality is just kind of like, all right, we're going to wait, move on to the next, turn the calendar page, and we'll have something new to look at, new to talk about. So it's kind of where we're at here, you know, last day of the month. It's just kind of nothing new. Same old, same old.
Yeah. So when you talk about it being the end of the planting window, Heather, you know, how do you think the trade is going to try and handle that? You know, from a couple of standpoints, I mean, we get the first condition rating on corn on Monday afternoon's crop progress report. And then you have, you know, acres that were planted ideally, acres that were planted in not so great conditions, and, you know, a few million acres to go. How is the trade going to balance that, do you think?
You know, what's interesting about it is everything that has gone in, I guess, for the most part, the takeaway that is that it looks really good. I'm hearing grumblings that for next Monday, anyways, we could see one of the highest, if not the record-setting highest rating for a corn crop. And I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised by that. I'm a little bit, you know, I think my bias is off a little bit, you know, where we're here in Nebraska and we've had such a struggle over the last 3 years. I'm thinking, yeah, this does look great. But then to your point, there's been some places where that mid to later planted stuff was planted into super wet conditions, or it got super wet really quick. There's a lot of kind of like localized replant that's got to happen. And so, I mean, it can't all be perfect everywhere, but I will say the ranges I'm seeing talked about is anywhere from 70 to 76% good to excellent. I mean, that would be amazing. We haven't seen that kind of crop in years. Now, I mean, you and I both know we've been reading these and watching these reports long enough that like good to excellent conditions can very quickly change. But, you know, the higher you start, you know, the better the expected potential is of the crop. And that's what the market's looking at too. Market is thinking, oh my gosh, this is a monster crop. This is amazing. Well, I mean, yeah. And everything looks amazing compared to the last few years we've had out here for sure. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a challenge to digest how great things could potentially be here in the U.S. versus kind of the argument about how bad things are outside of the U.S. when you look at wheat in Russia and Europe and Australia. Obviously, we got to digest issues from a corn crop in Brazil that's had some problems, the bean crop, you know, it's still got to pan out. We got to see what the final numbers, how low they go, because there was plenty of issues there that now we've gone very quiet on. So we're waiting for that harvest data, obviously. But there's issues kind of everywhere but the U.S. right now, I think, is what's really weighing on this market. And I think the running joke is that if it rains in Chicago, everything's fine, right? Rain makes grain. And unfortunately, that is kind of what's been happening. And you always do kind of have that backyarditis, you know, going on. You know, the farmer has it, Chicago has it, all of the above.
Yeah. So you talk about some of those weather stories in other countries. And in South America, are we running out of time to have a weather story? I mean, is there time to get anything, you know, add on any bushels to the safrinha corn crop or, you know, make any progress? And I suppose, like you said, the harvest will tell the story in Argentina where there's a lot of flooding in that, huh?
Yeah, I definitely think from a South American, a Southern Hemisphere standpoint, it kind of is what it is at this point. We're not really adding. We're probably not losing unless, to your point, it's some massive flooding where we can't get the crop out. So that Southern Hemisphere, kind of no matter where you're at, it is what it is at this point. When you look at other Northern Hemisphere areas that are struggling, especially when you look at this Russian wheat crop, so they've come in the last 3 weeks in a row, if I'm not mistaken, and they're announcing decreases to their supply potential. This is their winter wheat crop. They, you know, you think about it, they're the Northern Hemisphere, so they're kind of in the same stages that we are for wheat. Just 3 weeks ago, we're talking about freezing temperatures in like a third to potentially 50% of their growing region, right? So go from that extreme to the next week, they're forecast to be in the mid upper 90s to low hundreds over there in the same area. And on top of it, I think I read somewhere where it's somewhere in the neighborhood of like 10 to 17% of normal rainfall. Like it's really abnormally dry. We know that there is some opportunity going forward to switch wheat for corn, to switch Black Sea origin for U.S. origin. And that's kind of why this headline is so important right now. But it's, like we said, they're about a 30-day, 45-day window away from really harvesting and seeing what that really looks like out of the field. So we'll have some weather issues continue for that region and continue to spike the market. But we're about to run into kind of the same sort of deal with the Southern Hemisphere right now where, all right, time to see what comes out of the field and then digest those numbers from there.
Visiting with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. That's the first half of the Channel Final Bell. Coming up, we'll continue our conversation, wrap up the week's trade. Stay tuned. The second half of the Channel Final Bell is coming up here on the Rural Radio Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan for Tom. It's time for the summer driving season, and it's time to get our vehicles ready, too.
We got the vehicle maintenance package for only $79.95. It includes up to 5 quarts of oil. For that, we change the oil, we inspect your brakes, we check the belts, hoses, filter check. Also, we got $70 mail-in rebate on a new set of tires. Bald is only good on your head. It's not good on tires. So come and see me, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, going to our 51st year. Where cars and trucks like eggs, they're cheap in the country.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, joined again by Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, we talked about some big picture items, some news items from around the world in the first half. Maybe let's take kind of a half step forward, I would say, and just talk about what's going on regionally. You know, as you examine the opportunities to market, you know, let's say we've got some old crop grain that we have left to market. What are you observing? What's the market conditions happening, you know, here kind of in the Great Plains region?
Well, you know, we've definitely in the last, I think 2 to 3 years, really switched the dynamic of how our cash bids work. We've seen a ton of premium actually sit in the front 30 to 45 days. And I think at some point, all of us kind of thought, well, that's going to change. We're going to go back to seeing some significant carry in the cash market. Well, it didn't change. We've really stuck with that. And even through this last, you know, 6 months here, the same thing. We're seeing if there's premium to be had, we're seeing it on the front end of the market. When we got into March, April, there really seemed like locally buyers had a handle on their needs. And then what happened in April and into May now is that this planting window has gotten a little bit longer than maybe what we've seen over the last few years. You know, when it's dry, everybody goes out there, slam a crop in, and we're done. We've had a few rains that either slowed us down or kind of broke us up, made us take a pause. Early on, it was a little cool and damp in a few places. So as a whole, you know, my client base in the state of Nebraska, I feel like this window has been longer. Even today, I still have guys planting and trying to finish up planting. So what that means is when the farmer stays out in the field longer than maybe what we expected, then the end user all of a sudden realizes maybe I didn't have enough bought. And so that's what we're seeing right now is there's a push to put premium into June as well as that July slot. And it might be broke up. You know, you got to pay attention to your end user. It might be a 15-day window for first half, last half separations. But we are seeing premium in June and start trickling into July. Now, I think at some point, everybody's out of the field, right? We're done planting. We're caught up on spraying. And we're like, oh, yeah, we got to empty bins. And so at some point, if you're not careful and not paying attention, it'll sneak up on you that you're ready to haul corn. And then we'll see that collapse in some of this old crop basis. Other farmers will have booked things, will have been ahead of schedule with the booking of the contracts, will have planned to be hauling as soon as, you know, the 15th of May hits. So I think there's definitely been some opportunities out there. We're sitting towards some lower support here, nearby support on July futures. But that doesn't necessarily mean we're done. It means that when you're looking at your old crop, if you've got a really good basis, go ahead and take advantage of it and then pull the trigger on those futures later if that's what you want to do. But don't miss out on some of these premiums. I am seeing premiums get back up into the 20, 25, 30 over neighborhood. So there's some good value out there to be had. We just got to be paying attention to like what that delivery slot looks like and then pulling the trigger on that basis because it will not hang around forever. That's for sure.
Heather, what about a new crop? You made a comment between segments that, hey, you know, basis is starting to perk up a little bit, even new crop.
Yeah. Shockingly, because this is an interesting time of year to see that. We've had a few end users looking to book either trains or their processing commitments early. Early on, I was very adverse to that. It's like too early. We don't really know what that value should look like out there. Today, we're seeing some of our end users push, you know, a penny to 5 cents, depending on where you're at, on that new crop slot. I do think that, especially when you look at corn, you know, exports are 30%+ ahead of last year. I mean, that's huge. Well, what does that mean? I mean, that corn's got to come from somewhere. We're lucky. We're blessed in the state of Nebraska. We had such a good mix of shuttle loader facilities that hit export markets and our processors. So if we can keep these corn exports high, you know, Mexico's a huge buyer. So if we can keep these export markets high as far as volume committed goes, as well as have all our processors, we're back in a situation where those two types of buyers have to continue to compete. We're not just going to, you know, give it up to one or the other easily at this point. So with that being said, we are seeing some premium come into that October slot. I've seen a few December slot premiums come in as well, where we've improved those December deliveries between 2 and 5 cents as well. So they're slow and they're small movements, but it's definitely something that's promising. That's a good sign for someone like me that we are going to go into a time frame where everyone is willing to compete. And competition is what pays the bills in our business, so, and in the farmer's business. So we're excited to see that start coming down the pipeline here.
All right. Quite a few different things to take a look at. As always, Heather, thanks for your thoughts and your insight. Again, that's Heather Ramsey with the ARC Group in Lincoln. A reminder, trading commodity futures does involve a substantial risk of loss. It might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bed liner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bed liner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bed liner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bed liner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction success. Every 5 years, the USDA releases their Census of Agriculture, a snapshot of the ag industry across the nation. And for the last 20 years, the team at Farm Futures Magazine has crunched the numbers to find the best place to farm. The most recent update was just released, and I'll have the details when we come back. Is it time to upgrade your farm equipment for 2024? With over 60 years of auction experience, Steffes Group is bringing their auction expertise to Nebraska with the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction. Equipment is located at the Husker Harvest Days location for preview, and check steffesgroup.com for complete equipment descriptions and pictures. This auction to include large late model row crop equipment, track and loader tractors, self-propelled sprayers, combines, corn and draper heads, and more. Mark your calendar for this timed online auction. Bidding opens on Wednesday, May 29th at 8 a.m. Central and closes Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. Don't miss out on this rare chance to bid on late model equipment at the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction, closing on Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. That's steffesgroup.com. Last week, Farm Futures Magazine published their latest update to the ongoing Best Places to Farm study, a comprehensive ranking of the financial performance of over 3,000 counties across the United States. The Best Places to Farm report is based on a detailed analysis of the USDA's Census of Agriculture. The census is completed every 5 years, with the most recent data collection happening in 2022. The study evaluates the financial health of farms by focusing on three key economic ratios: the return on assets, profit margin, and asset turnover. Pam Carraway, Farm Futures executive editor, says, quote, "The best counties enjoy greater ag-centric business activity, often driven by farmer leaders who have put in years of effort to land those economic plums. This means that top-ranked counties aren't just lucky. They benefit from strategic, long-term thinking to attract and grow agribusinesses." In this report, Kershaw County in South Carolina ranked number one, as the county has a diverse agricultural economy with a significant emphasis on poultry production. The county's farms are relatively small at 175 acres on average, but they are highly efficient, with poultry contributing to their high rankings in return on assets, margins, and asset turnover. Bryce Knorr, contributing analyst at Farm Futures, noted that while some areas struggle due to weather and market volatility in 2022, overall, he says, farm country prospered amid the chaos. Corn Corn Belt growers looking at the map, which can be found at farmfutures.com, might be surprised to see Midwestern counties faring worse than some of the so-called fringe acres. But due to the rise in land prices from 2020, Corn Belt growers are finding lower returns on their assets and asset turnover rankings. One theme throughout the report is the value of manure. Northwest Iowa, North and South Carolina, Northwest Ohio, all regions with strong livestock production histories and all performed well on the rankings. Pam Caraway says that makes sense as 2022 saw rapidly rising fertilizer prices, which made manure's nutrient content that much more valuable. I'll be back with more from the Best Places to Farm study after this.
It's just around the corner, the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest Medallion Hunt starts June 3rd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Big D's on Friday, the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show in Broadfeet is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park, Durand.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The most recent Best Places to Farm report, released last week by Farm Futures magazine, underscores the importance of local conditions in determining the best place to farm. And while land quality and climate are important, the ability to innovate and adapt will always play a huge role in any farm success. See the full story at farmfutures.com. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction excellence. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low near 60. For tomorrow, maybe a stray storm with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s. More storms possible Sunday afternoon, highs low 80s. Raindrops linger into Monday morning, then clearing and a high near 80 Monday afternoon. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 69 degrees right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me all night? That I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do? Are you gonna kiss me all night? kiss me goodnight. Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me goodnight? Yeah, baby, I love. She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up ranks, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heartbroken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle. It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows.
Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we want for this is it. Yeah, this is it.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.